folks. The war continues. I want to go through this. We're going to be joined, by the way, in this hour by Anthony Kevin, also known as Danks from Dankster Intel. He's going to talk to us about a lot of research he's done into the infiltration of our media sphere here in America. Very excited to talk to him. But I want to go through this rundown. I think this is accurate as far as I can tell from Ahmed Bertrand on X. This is just sort of a quick rundown, quick timeline of the statements made and the events as laid out by the authorities as to the rescue of the downed pilot in Iran. So he says, if I got this right, here's the narrative. And a U.S. F-15E fighter jet got shot down over Iran, despite Trump saying 2 days beforehand in his nationwide address that Iran has no anti-aircraft equipment, that their radar is 100% annihilated. The plane's weapons systems officer, a, quote, highly respected colonel, according to Trump, ejected from the plane and got seriously wounded. Still, all this according to Trump. He still managed to hike up a 7,000-foot mountain ridge line and hide in a crevice of the Zagros Mountains despite his wounds. U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drones started killing all Iranian military-aged males believed to be a threat who got within 3 kilometers of the American's location. To retrieve him, the U.S. managed to seize an abandoned airport 200 miles deep inside Iran near Isfahan, which happens to be where Iran's largest atomic scientific center is located. They landed 2 MC-130 military transport planes in that aircraft, in that airport, in an operation involving hundreds of special forces troops and military personnel. Both MC-130 planes got stuck in the sand, and the U.S. destroyed them themselves to prevent them falling into Iranian hands. They deployed 3 new aircraft to extract all the U.S. personnel on the ground. There are videos circulating online of heavy clashes with presumably Iranian missiles raining down on this county in the Zagros Mountains during the night. Iran sent pictures of the aftermath at the abandoned airport and its site of utter destruction. That's the B-roll I added earlier, guys. We can play that. With U.S. plane and MHC helicopter parts scattered all over the ground, still smoking, Iran claims they are the ones who, in fact, destroyed all the aircraft. Meanwhile, a second U.S. plane, A-10 Warthog, also crashed on Friday near the Straits of Hormuz, according to U.S. officials speaking to the NYT. In that instance, too, the lone pilot was apparently safely rescued. In all of this, after the multiple planes and helicopters destroyed or shot down, the documented heavy clashes, the, quote, hundreds of special force troops and military personnel operating deep inside Iran, not a single U.S. soldier was reported killed or even wounded, according to Trump. And this highly respected colonel that this was all for, there's never been a name, photo, or interview released. Nobody's spoken to him or know who he is. So to sum it all up, anti-aircraft equipment that supposedly did not exist shot down an F-15 and apparently an A-10 Warthog the same day. A seriously wounded man climbed up a 2.1-kilometer mountain. The U.S. seized an airfield 200 miles inside a country it's at war with, next to one of its most strategic nuclear sites, and deployed hundreds of troops that all apparently unimpeded. They lost 2 planes to quote-unquote sand and destroyed their own helicopters. Videos show heavy clashes, missiles raining down, but not a single person got even wounded. And the man at the center of it all, nobody knows who he is, completely anonymous, 0 pictures, but Trump says he's safe and sound. Also, so is the rescued A-10 Warthog pilot, who also remains anonymous. Trump concludes, this all proves that America has achieved overwhelming air dominance and superiority over the Iran skies, despite the whole episode only happening because Iran shot his planes out of the sky in the first place. Basically, the only thing that's overwhelming here is the audacity of the storytelling. And from Iran, they've issued a completely different series of statements, photos, and updates. In fact, photos showing a C-130 body hollowed out with a human skull inside, hinting that maybe at least one person seems like they've died. The images that have come out of the destroyed C-130s show that the propeller rotors are bent, which means they likely were slammed into the ground while still spinning, meaning that it would have been a crash of a plane, not a plane on the ground being destroyed on purpose by its own people to prevent it from falling into the enemy's hands. Because obviously, if the propellers are spinning and it crashes and the propellers hit the ground while still spinning, it's going to bend the blades in exactly the way that has been exposed in some of the photos. Iran also claims to have received personal papers, a visa or passport of sorts, of one of the people on the flights, who was in fact an Israeli-American nuclear engineer.